What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Tanksley. This man wanna be with me. We've been doing this podcast for 10 years. He got a whole bunch of gray in his beard. Gonna tell you about our tour in a second. Cause I want you to know we be blessing everybody who come to see us. So get on a plane, drive your car, get on the bus. Tell them who you are, baby. Tell them who you are.
Yeah. I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single damn week, and we've been doing it for 10 years. Okay?
I made you smile a little bit.
You did?
Yeah, your little cheeks went up.
Okay.
You'll see when you edit. You see.
Anyway, we do this every single week, and we do it with our wonderful media family, okay? Woo-hoo. We're so close to our media family. Our media family is our Patreon. We talk to them before and after the podcast. We talk to them during. They got the chat going right now live. We reading their comments. And you should be a part of that Patreon. You should be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatshitcane and sign up for the lower $5 a month. And they get all the extra stuff, you know, because they in the house. We all live together.
Mm-hmm.
So they hear about all the stuff. They got tickets going on sale early.
Yes.
They found out. They see the planning process for the tour that we going on. They see everything. All the little background stuff we got going on, they hear for all of it. We also joined by a wonderful sponsor.
Shopify, and you'll hear about them later on in the podcast. Definitely give them a look-see, especially if you're thinking about starting a business. Speaking of tour, Marcus and I are going on tour again. High five for me, baby. Yes, and you're not going to want to miss it. This is a shorter tour. Two years ago, we went on a 10-city tour. This year, it's cut in half. We're doing 5 years. We might add some spot dates later on in the year, but right now, what is currently scheduled is 5 tour dates.
Yes.
And they will be, get ready, get out your pen and paper so you'll know where we're going.
Screen record.
We're starting our tour off in the Chi. That's right. On June 1st, we will be in Chicago at the City Winery. Then on June 3rd, we are going to be in the A in Atlanta, which we always know is super lit. It's how we ended our tour last year. And I'm telling you, we couldn't have ended it better.
Oh, if we ended anywhere else, I don't know how it would have went.
It was so good. Then we'll be back here in our home in a smaller venue, y'all. So don't be waiting on this to get your tickets. June 5th, we'll be in Los Angeles at the Belasco Theater. And again, it's not where we were last year, which was a bigger venue. This is a smaller venue. So don't you wait until last minute to get your tickets or we ain't going to be there, period. Also, we will be later on in the month of June, June 23rd, we will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Also a great city for us to tour in at the City Winery again.
Yes.
So y'all meet us back at the same place y'all saw us last year. And then we will be ending off in Chocolate City, yes, Washington, D.C., on June the 24th at Miracle Theater. We'll actually be in a larger space this time because D.C. sold out within 2 days. Yeah,
D.C. sold out.
So we were like, well, shoot, y'all gonna show us that much love. Let's make the theater a little bit bigger. Let's go to a bigger space.
Absolutely.
So we hope y'all can make it. Again, those are the 5 dates we have scheduled.
Atlanta City Winery, right?
Yes, City Winery. Please get your tickets. For those people who are in our Patreon, your tickets will go on presale as of April the 8th. So make sure you check your Patreon notifications. We'll put the code that you'll need to use to be able to get access to your tickets. We'll have VIP tickets like we did before because we do meet and greets before the show. We get a picture. We talk to you for a little bit, get a little bit of face-to-face time with us. And what can you expect this tour? You're going to expect audience interaction.
Absolutely.
We actually bring audience members up on stage.
Yes,
so if
you're
that person that wants to be on the audience in the audience, I suggest you join our Patreon.
Go ahead and join our Patreon.
Because that's where we usually pull our
people. We only deal with the family. You got the outside family. Look, y'all family, but we don't be knowing you like that. You know, you got Uncle James over. It's like, hey,
Yeah.
You know, he do a little too much sometimes. You got to become a media family. Get in the house.
So if you've ever been like, oh my God, I would have so much fun on Crafts and Cocktails, you better join our Patreon. If you ever thought, oh, it would be so fun to do Tasting with Tank and have like a real fun, meaningful conversation with Tank, join our Patreon, because we will be having guests from our audience up on stage. And like last time we toured, you might see some special guests.
You might.
From within, y'all know the kind of universe that we are a part of. Y'all never know who might pop up on y'all. So please do not wait. Get your tickets. Come see us in June. We can't wait to see
Absolutely.
You. Okay. Yes. It's City Winery for Atlanta. The same place. That's why I said meet us where you saw us last year. City Winery. So yeah, super duper 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 excited. I am excited to go on tour with you. I feel like
what's the venue size for LA?
I can't remember right now. It's just not
it's
big.
Three something like?
No, I don't. No, it's smaller.
That's trash.
It's smaller. The venue that we were at the year before closed, which was the perfect size.
That was a perfect venue. Period.
This is why it was a little difficult for LA, but I can look to see.
Oh, I can look it up.
The size.
I just couldn't remember.
Yeah.
I know I was initially unhappy with. Two of them we're not doing.
Oh no! I was wrong, because we complained so much.
You got us a bigger one.
It's bigger. So we gonna have to push LA like.
Good. We're gonna push LA. Get them tickets.
Get your tickets and bring someone else.
This is the thing with LA is, one, we know so many people.
I get it, but I don't put it on friends.
I don't either. I'm not either. But that's why I'm not worried about it, because we ain't gotta be hush hush with our friends just to hold spaces for people that want to meet us and see us.
We need our friends to bring their friends, and we need our people to bring their people.
Because you over there, I know how extra you are.
It's the largest venue we're doing this tour.
Okay, yeah, they saying a lot.
Over twice the size of any venue we did last year.
Twice the size of Atlanta.
Atlanta held how many?
Atlanta held like damn near 350.
Okay, so a little less than twice all the right. size.
Oh, hold on. Where's that email at?
Oh, I can show you. All right, I'll text you what the number is.
No, you ain't gotta text me. I want to see it for myself.
Okay. Well, we got to do the show, Marcus.
Do the show. Not you, the one that started going over stuff last week. It was the week before last.
Okay, well, we're not last week. About to
have phone conversations and stuff. Get out of here. Sit down somewhere.
I am sat down. I'm ready to start the show. But you know, we have 20 emails with him, so it's going to take you some time to find
it. It ain't going
to
take me long. Go ahead, girl.
Can I just
What's
tell
next?
You? What's next? How are you doing? You want me to just tell you so that you can stop looking? Okay. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am good.
Tell me a little bit. Why I got to be a secret? More. Tell me.
Oh. We got that. Y'all need to get them tickets. Y'all need to get them tickets. I tell you what, that'll be easier to sell than my hometown.
Oh, well, that's why we're not going. Shit. I'm not going there. I don't know how I missed that. But as I was going through the email and I saw the possible take home, I was like, wow, that's a lot. And then I kept scrolling over.
On that spreadsheet.
Oh.
That's why.
That's why the take home looks so good.
More eyes.
But we can do it.
Yeah, we got that.
We can do it. We just going to be pushing. So you're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I am pushing myself. Oh, you didn't ask me the question.
But yeah, how you doing?
Okay. I'm pushing myself to get some things done. I felt myself falling into a slump, and I was having a hard time trying to figure it out. But I can tell that I'm pushing myself to the other side.
How you feel yourself falling into a slump?
You said how?
Yeah.
I can tell by how I'm approaching my social media.
Oh, on that aspect. You just said you feel yourself falling into a slump. I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it felt like a slump. Like all the volunteer stuff, that is what it is. Like, it's volunteer. So if I pull it off, great. If I don't, the effort was there. with career stuff, money making stuff, I felt myself falling into a slump, and I'm like, this is not the time for me to like coast. This is I need to be filling up the tank and really pushing. So I definitely am just trying to pull my life together. Is the long of the short of it. Mm-hmm. You all know that me and Marcus are entrepreneurs and live performers. And let me tell you, with all the new ideas that I try to do and execute, there is so much self-doubt that I have to push through. Like, is this the right decision? Do I know what I'm doing? How will I get from thought to execution? Well, I'll say this. With our e-commerce businesses, we would still be at ideation and not execution if it wasn't for Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. from household names like Mattel and to brands that are just getting started like Mama Likes. Get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store and match your brand style. Accelerate your efficiency. Whether you're uploading new products or trying to improve existing ones, Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out like you got a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns whether your customers are strolling or scrolling, wherever they're at. Best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise from any and everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. Now, what if people haven't heard about your brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And if you get stuck, well, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer service. Tackle all these important tasks in one place, from inventory to payments to analytics and more. No need to save multiple websites or try to figure out what platform is hosting the tool that you need. Everything is all in one place, making your life easier and your business operation operate smoother. And did I mention that the iconic purple Shop Pay button that is used by millions of businesses around the world? It's why Shopify has the best converting checkout on the planet. And it also helps boost conversions, meaning less carts going abandoned and more sales for you. It's time to turn those what ifs into cha-ching with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/argue. Go to shopify.com/argue. That's shopify.com/argue. Cha-ching. Anywho, let's go ahead and jump into one of you all's favorite segments. It's Tanksley Pride. We went back to the old format because, one, we needed to make sure we advertised about the tour.
Absolutely.
And two, just it feels like with there being spring break and stuff like that, we've had a lot more time with the children.
Yeah.
And so tell me about what was happening. Marcus was out with all the girls while I was gone. I mean, all the girls. I said, what is
me and the girls?
What is going on? Tell them.
It was the first. Let me see. On, I don't know what day it was. The first event or the thing we did is we went, took the boys. Was that the first thing? Took the boys swimming. Yeah. Took the boys swimming with the Goosebies. It was Makai and McKinley, where they live. There's a swimming pool, so took the boys over there. McKinley done got so dark. I said, when did she get that? That girl is black. Mm-hmm. They said, that happened today.
she was dark brown like Kai.
She's darker than Kai.
Yeah.
No, she was definitely darker than Kai.
Okay, like, darker absolutely than our chocolate baby.
They was like, that happened today. Anyway, so that was a whole thing. While I was doing that, actually, Denora was filming the reason that we told y'all about. So we had her two kids, Aiden and Rhea, was with us. So I had all those, what was that? That's five kids, ain't it?
Yeah. Because no, little Marcus wasn't with you. Yes, five kids. You had three of our children.
And then two more. Yeah. That's five plus, of course, the two that we went to go see. So that was a whole thing. So later on that night when we – no, did I bring them? They didn't come with me, did they?
Who?
That day, Rhea and
Aiden. No, I took them home.
You took them home. Anyway, that was the first, like, kickoff for spring break. Now we on spring break, blah, blah. That was on a Saturday. Then come Monday, Brescia was having – well, It just so happened I found out while I was there when they brought out the cake, we went to over her house for her bonus daughter's birthday party.
Oh, you didn't know it was McKinsey?
Nobody knew.
Oh, I knew.
Brescia texted me on Sunday night and was like, hey, Nick's going to warm up the swimming pool. Do you want to bring the boys over to go swimming? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure they would love it. So we get there the next day, walk in. Quinn is there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, what's going on? So Quinn ended up having to leave. I think she had a dentist appointment or something. She ended up leaving and coming back. But, you know, of course, Aria was there, her daughter. So the boys are swimming. You know, more and more people start showing up. Bray's birthday party just passed. Mm-hmm. Right? So me seeing a halfway deflated balloon in the corner didn't mean nothing.
Yeah.
So we sitting there, you know, kids is playing. So Brescia's like, you think it's about time now? He was like, yeah, it's fine. So they go in there and bring out this cake. I'm like, this is a birthday party? She was like, yeah. I said, Brescia, why didn't you tell me it was a birthday party? She said, look, I threw this together last night when I text you. She said, we lucky to even have cake here. She said, because apparently, I think they took them to Disney.
Yeah.
They took the kids to Disney. So that was, they consider that the birthday shenanigans. Then she said, of course, her little daughter was like, I want to have a pool party. And I want all my friends to be here. And she was like, but you ain't got no friends here. Like, who going to be your friends that come to this? Because the mother of that child lives and where they live is two different cities. It's like, but you don't have no friends here. Mm-hmm. So Brescia then started, I guess,
calling texting people kids. Yeah,
and threw it together last minute. That was like, but you didn't need to bring nothing. It's fine. So while we were there, of course, when we leaving, Arya's there, the other boy's cousin. So she wanted Quinn's child. So she wanted to come home with us. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Because Quinn was like, nah, she wouldn't go to your house. I'm like, and she's coming then. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what that baby going to do. So I brought Arya home. So by the time, so Quinn just stayed over, Brescia's talking until, I don't know, whatever time it was at night. So she stopped by to pick up Aria. So Angel calls. I'm like, sitting here talking to Quinn. Angel's like, you just getting it? No, you didn't even say it then. So she was picking up her. We caught up a little bit and talked. So they ended up leaving. So that was on Monday. Then come Tuesday, Wednesday, Denora hit me up and was like, yeah, the kids want to. Is that what happened?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Did they just come over to play, to hang out? Yeah. So we were trying to get something going with all of the kids. So I was going to hit up the Goosebies. Like, I was trying to do something like Thursday, but I was like, hey, Denora, do you want to trying to get all the kids together? When you got some free time, just let me know. And, you know, we could get everybody together. That way they could go back to the pool or come over here, go to somebody's house. That way all the kids, they ain't just sitting around on their tablets all day. So she hits me up that same day. It was just like, what was it, like 3-4 hours later. It's like, okay, we're on our way. I was like, oh, no. Okay. She was like, no, is that cool? I said, yeah, no, that's cool. So I wasn't going to hit nobody up last minute like that. So they came over. Kids ran around, played and stuff. So now me and Denora sitting there kicking it. And at Angel FaceTime, like, sitting here with Denora. So that's Quinn and Denora, right?
Brescia,
Quinn, and Denora. And then
so you kicking it with Marquita tomorrow?
I was like, this is a good chance. So what's crazy is that night, was it that night? Because that was on Wednesday. Yeah, that night. No, that day. I take it back. The next day. So on Thursday, I get a text message from Marquita. She was like, hey, are you going to this? And it was at a task show. I opened the flyer. There's a Dave Chappelle special. I'm like, what? I was like, I didn't even know about it, but yes, I'm going. So I immediately started working on childcare because I'm like, look, I done passed up my Prince opportunity. Could have went to go see Prince.
Passed up mine too.
Yeah, Angel's Prince opportunity. I was like, hey, just started a new job. Can't go to no concert. You know what? I just want to be fresh-minded because it was like on a Sunday, I think. a little small concert we found out Prince was having. I said, well, I'll catch him next time. That died a month later. he went on to see him. So I was like, I ain't passing no more opportunities. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to work on childcare. So I'm calling around. What was weird for this, I'm like, I just got a flyer about this. I'm pretty sure this is going to sell out extremely quick. Mm-hmm. So it took me probably about 3-4 hours to work out the childcare situation. Went on there, ticket was still available, went on and got it. So Mark, I told, asked Marquita, I was like, are you, I said, well, actually I'm going to drop the kids off at the Norris. I said, do you want to ride with me or whatever? She was like, no, I'm just going to catch a car down there. Away, I didn't have to go her direction. Mm-hmm. So went on down there. I'll tell you about that in a second. So dropped the kids off, went to the special, brought Marquita back. That was me kicking Marquita at the Dave Chappelle thing. And then, so of course, the kids, they got to hang out with, you know, Denora's kids once again. That was on Thursday. Friday, that was more of a chill day. I don't think we did anything. Did we?
I don't know, but I did ask Marcus. I said, what you going to do with the kids? I'll take them somewhere. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I said, we going to do it. Well, they ain't going to be just sitting at the house. Right. They had something to do every single day but 2 days.
I thought you want to, like, take them somewhere.
I planned on it, but they already had stuff to do. I said, we got a park we could ride bikes to. They don't even know about the park. They just like riding bikes. But I'm like, eventually, we're going to ride all the way down to that park. They can continue riding bikes. They can play at the park. I knew there was stuff for them to do, but I didn't need to. Well, here's my spreadsheet. So today, I wasn't about to run myself ragged.
I wasn't saying you were. I thought you were going to, like, take them. That's all I'm saying. I thought you were going to
I did. I took them to 2 different swimming pools with 2 different families. They had a hell of a time.
Well,
you ask them how they enjoy their spring break.
Let me tell you my Tanksley Pride story. Now that Marcus is done with his adventures and girlfriends, I did part 2 of the HBCU tour with my son Marcus, along with my friend Daphne and her son, and my girlfriends and Sor, Shanika and Ebony, and their daughter Natalia. I didn't plan this tour, so let me make it clear. I planned last year's tour. I'm talking about, I figured out what day we were going to see what. I sent people their link and was like, if you want to go, you schedule your own tour. For this one, I was hands off for the most part. And one, because I wasn't sure if I was going to take my son on a full-blown tour, and I probably would not have. Because the first tour did what it needed, I would have been more specific and strategic about the schools I went to this year. So when you hear the schools I went to, if you're an alum, you're going to be super duper excited. If you're not an alum, you might be like, what made you go to that school? we went to North Carolina A&T, which was actually not on the original tour schedule.
Their original tour schedule.
The other people went to Tuskegee. I realized my child wasn't going to Tuskegee. Also, the flights to Atlanta were astronomical because we wanted to fly to Atlanta, then drive to Alabama. Once I saw the prices weren't good, I said I'd rather spend money going to a school that has the probability of being a school my son would go to. So we went to North Carolina A&T. An amazing tour, long as hell. We eventually bailed on the last, like, maybe 7 minutes of the tour because I was like, I want us to go to the bookstore, and we need to get on the road to catch a flight to New Orleans. And one day, little Marcus and I flew 4 times.
Awful.
4 times. I realized as we landed in New Orleans, I was like, we've been in the air a lot today.
Awful.
Listen, I'd rather fly than drive.
I'd rather drive.
Anyways, A&T definitely left their mark on Marcus. Mm-hmm. Campus is gorgeous. A lot of student life going. What I realized is very what I definitely realized quickly is that my son would get eaten up at that school. And either it's going to be good or it's going to be bad. Mm. But he's going to get devoured because of the difference in the girls. Like, there's a plethora of, like, girls. You definitely have the prim and proper girlies. You got the fashion girlies. You got the sports girlies. And you also got the girlies that are not, like, they are the type of girls that'll shoot their own shot. They're not going to wait for you to. I said, oh, he would just he would either meet his demise or just become a whole new person.
He'd be the ball in a pinball machine.
Yes, exactly. That's what it felt like. When I was noticing the girls walking around, and they were like, a lot of them had like a lot of personality, and I was like, oh, wow, this would be interesting to see. Beautiful
and,
campus.
And regional-wise, you in the South.
Yes.
For anybody born and raised in the West Coast, Southern girls are aggressive. Not aggressive, is it? They like not shy.
Yes, that was not shy.
Yeah, them girls I don't care what age group, they not going to sit around and wait on a guy to approach them.
Oh, somebody saw their granddaughter in our video.
Oh, that's dope.
In the vlog. If you all want to check out the tour, I'm posting videos of the vlog on our YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. The first day already went up on Monday. The second day will go up later today. It's April the 7th currently. So we flew from there to Louisiana. The next day we were able to tour Xavier. Shout out to Scott, who gave one of the best tours I've ever been on for an HBCU tour. They were on spring break. So he works in admissions. Mm-hmm. He gave us a golf cart tour. It was raining like crazy. Mm-hmm. But he gave us a really like well planned tour, which we truly appreciated. We met a couple of young sorors on campus. They were like, can we take a picture with y'all? I was like, yes, babies. But it rained cats and dogs. Xavier is not on our list of schools.
Because three of y'all had on your nail. Yeah.
The baby girl working in the bookstore had on a Delta shirt. And so when I walked in, I was like, oh, hi, soror. And she was like, hi. Oh. And then I was like, these two are sorors too. She was like, hi, nice to meet you.
Well, last year, everywhere we went, them chicks had on. They were delted up every single trip.
Listen, they were like, you gonna know, especially because Shanika was a Neo then. So the tour was great. The only thing that threw me off about Xavier is that it's a Catholic school. So seeing so many pictures of white nuns and priests kept, I was like, these images are throwing me off because I know I'm at a HBCU. But again, great tour. Xavier makes more black doctors, I do believe, than any school. So like, they doing something amazing there. It just wasn't the school that would serve Marcus. Then Dillard. Dillard's campus is beautiful, spread out, very small student population. They also, let me tell you, one thing about New Orleans, the two New Orleans schools we went to, they did amazing tours for us. Dillard, we all had a different tour.
They said, did Xavier tell you that they called Dillard the plantation?
No, they did not tell us that. They did not tell us that they call it the plantation. Oh, Lord.
I love the love and the shade that all the HBCUs be throwing each other.
It's beautiful.
Because, like, only we can talk about us. Like, ain't nobody else.
Yes. Dillard was a beautiful, sprawled out campus. Definitely a lot of old architecture. Mm-hmm. They have the oldest bachelor's in theater of all the HBCUs. They were the first to ever have that as a degree. The guy that gave us a tour got his degree from there in theater. He works in admissions. He does costume design. If you don't think I didn't ask the question.
Yeah, so
why are you working in this office?
Yeah.
But he's saving up his coin because he's about to go get his master's in it. Because he's like, he knows that's the missing piece. And I was like, oh, okay, I need this to know. Then they gave Natalia a whole tour with mass communications. They gave Aiden this amazing tour for their nursing facility, which is great. If you could have seen these nursing facilities, you would have been like, now this is cool. They have they have robots that have faces that secrete every type of fluid that a human can secrete, and they talk to you.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. And you can also
vomit.
You can also change out the genitalia so that you are getting to experience either a woman patient or a female patient or a male patient. Now,
so they got Skynet, and ain't nobody talking about this?
Pretty much.
Like, people keep trying to create these movies.
But if you could see how the skin laid on the face, you would be like, nobody. Yeah. Yes. They all look like, if we could just push this up to like where it's supposed to be.
Bunch of L.A. plastic surgeries.
No, the worst.
The stuff you see in traffic out here.
But it's dope. Like, it'll literally.
That's crazy.
It literally, they'll talk. They talk to you. They tell you what their ailment is. They pee. They poop. They do all the things. But it's so that they can work with patients.
I'd rather just them bring in some actual sick people.
Of course, but the sick people want real doctors and nurses.
Not with this economy and this regime running everything. It's like, I go to a university, let them students check me out.
it was really cool. I was super duper impressed. The theater department at Dillard was way too female heavy for my son. There was like maybe 3-4 boys in the whole program out of all 4 years of students.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Like, when I say he was
going to have every role.
Correct. Correct. And I was like, so you would be a big fish in a small pond here. Is that what you want? He was like, no. The student population at Dillard was so small that we thought that they were on spring break and that there were just some students that were lucky to take a couple of classes during spring break.
Yeah.
He was like, no, they're all here.
We're fully operational right now.
I said, I know you lied. He was like, yeah, they're all here. So my son was not interested in applying to Dillard. But what was great is that he got to see like what his academic record would get him financially, potentially, based off of, you know.
Yeah, where he's at so far.
Yeah, where he's at so far. So that was good. Then we went to Baton Rouge and we went to Southern. This is what I'll say. Southern just needed to train. They needed to train their tour guides better. They had a child who was a student who really didn't know what she was doing. She was answering the questions in a way that made you want to question how she was doing academically that made our students be like, what is going on?
It was better than what that girl did at Clark for us.
I don't know. You should ask the kids. They might be like, nah.
I'm going to ask them.
It was not a good tour for them. Now, mind you, us adults didn't go on the tour because the alphas were probating at the same time. And we were like, we're not going to school. Y'all take this tour. We watched the probate, which was great. It was just nice to see how they do it for me, how they do it on HBCU campus. They have food trucks out. Shout out to Dr. Dodd. I think it's Dr. Dodd. She is a young woman that I met while standing there. She recognized me and she was just like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And I was like, my son just got a tour, but it wasn't good. She was like, is there anything I can do to help? I was like, we want to see the theater department. This person wants to see the nursing department. This person wants to see yada, yada. And she was like, you know what? I can make that happen. So she took us on a secondary tour. And that's when I found out that Southern does not have a theater major. So that automatically made me go, okay, so this is definitely not the school for us. But the hospitality that we received from her, as well as some of the other administration, was absolutely, absolutely great. But that first tour really turned the kids off from Southern. Then we went to, from Southern, we went to Grambling. So one of the moms graduated. One of the moms on the tour graduated from Grambling. So you know how y'all are. Y'all have such HBCU pride. She was ecstatic, ecstatic to take us on this tour. They were on spring break. So the administration, the person in admissions, she came to work on a day that she was off to give us this tour. We were all surprised at how nice Grambling was, including the woman who is an alum.
Yeah, she was telling me, she was just like, oh, my dollar's really been put to work. Like, because she donates stuff. She was like, her mind was blown. She was like, nice. Wow, this is amazing.
If Grambling wasn't in the middle of nowhere, I would definitely be like, Marcus, we need to seriously consider Grambling. It's a school where they could more than likely go, he could go for free. They have unlimited food swipes, which definitely made Aiden's face lit up when she was like, it's unlimited foods plan.
The boy would be 600 pounds. He wouldn't eat nothing, nothing that he need to be digesting, ingesting.
The campus is big and small at the same time. Big in the fact that they have so much land that stuff is spread out.
I had to Google it, and I thought it was near like a neighborhood or like an industrial area because the stuff was so spread out. And I was like, oh, no, this is all Grambling.
Yeah.
Like, it's spread out. It was just like, let's use up as big of a footprint as we possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you zoom out more and there's nothing.
Like, yeah. Then you in the middle. I said, oh, yeah, that's how I know these Louisiana schools be hazing. They're so close to the woods. It's very easy to just take some random teenagers out there and be like, you've started your process. So beautiful campus. They've done a lot of renovations, still doing some new building stuff. I love how much they make it possible for children who were more than likely first generation college students or children who college was never really an option that was truly presented to them, how they make it really accessible. I think Southern makes their school accessible. Grambling makes their school accessible. And there's one other one that I felt like, okay, you are really giving kids the opportunity that might not, no one believed in them having this opportunity for it to be possible. So I love that about the school. But baby, that thing was in the middle of nowhere. And I said, no, not as bad as Tuskegee, as they said. They were like, no, this place, you can see there's a Walmart neighborhood store in the next city. Tuskegee, they ain't nothing, nowhere.
They had to test them planes. They couldn't be near nothing else.
Apparently. I said, I can't. So I really liked Grambling. Doubt it would be a place that my son goes to, but definitely liked it. And then last but not least was Prairie View.
Now, the mama that was extremely impressed by Grambling, where she graduated from, she said they got to Prairie View. She was just like, man, y'all, Grambling's lacking, y'all. We need to up our ante. Like, it's like.
Yeah, I will say this. Prairie View campus, gorgeous. They rolled out the red carpet. Shout out to Dr., or soon to be doctor, if she's not doctor already, Melanie Prohm. I don't know how to pronounce her name. It's got an apostrophe in it, so I don't want to mess it up. She, too, is a, she's a supporter of ours. She saw my video. It
she's
was
French.
Good. Is she French?
Oh,
she,
you said apostrophe.
It looked like a French name.
Yeah, because I can only imagine.
It looked like a French last name. She had the purple carpet rolled out for us. We arrived to that campus, to the Welcome Center on its own blew my mind. The Welcome Center shut down so many of the schools when it came to like how, where they put the money, the presentation of it all, LED screens all throughout the Welcome Center. They have a like a trivia sheet that you fill out because they have all these informational plaques. So you end up learning a lot about the school before you even go on the tour because you're trying to answer the trivia to win a prize. So we learned about the Marching Storm. We learned that the campus was built on the plantation called Alta Vista. We learned that it originally had principals, and then I can't remember what year. 1875, maybe. It turned into
1876.
76. Close. It's close. Listen, that's how the
producing
fact that I remember that.
People since 1876.
That's when they ended up having a president versus a principal. The first principal was Dr. E.B. Evans. Like, I remember this because we had to fill that out. I would not have remembered that if she just
that's
told
dope.
Me. They have like over 14 D9. Not D9, 14 D1, which also really made me go, side note, we got to start sending these talented black athletes to these HBCUs. Because I was assuming there weren't many HBCUs with D1 sports.
Right.
Well, that's a lie. Because Grambling has D1. So did Prairie View.
They are going to Alabama and Tennessee and Kentucky and Louisville and
I just was like, if y'all places, got all I'm these, like, D1, these D1 sports, why are these?
Because them recruiters are showing up at them high school games with their mother, at them PWIs.
Yeah.
It was like, come on over here.
I that's what's about to make it harder, because now they have the NIL, NEL, the likeness contract. A lot of these schools are not going to be able to compete with the level of money that they can pay the student to be there. Anyway, campus, beautiful. We got to speak to 8 students, a part of their P3 program, which is a mentorship program. And they sat at a table with us and just were transparent. They gave us about their experience, how it's been in their major, sports, social life. It was really, I think that spoke to the students more than anything else, is that they were getting to hear firsthand what it's been like for these people from their freshman year to whatever year they're at now. And they had somebody for pretty much each of our kids' interest. Then I found out Prairie View does not have a drama major.
Yeah, Marcus keeps putting that in his top 5, and then Angel has to remind him they don't have your, because the school was so nice.
I said, what?
I was Google imaging, trying to see what this campus looked like. I was like, is this AI? Is this what it looked like, Marcus? He's like, yeah.
It hurt my feelings so bad. I said, well, they were like, they're developing the theater major to launch in 2027, fall of 2027. And I was like, ew. I said, I will get on their last nerves. The way I would be questioning their faculty, the classes being taught, like the objective for the program, I said, I don't know if that would be a good, it'll be good for anybody.
Right. Yeah, it might take some time.
Yeah.
And he ain't about to be the guinea pig.
Right. I was like, I can't. But what he also loved is that he realizes he's like a couple points away from qualifying for their full scholarship. So that makes him feel good to know, like, oh, shoot, I am super prepared to do well at this school. Their dorms. Oh, my God. I said, this is what their dorms look like? It was just, let me tell you, it was just something beautiful to see. They treated us so well. Miss YG, who was over the kind of the welcome center, she took us on the tour. Now, listen, when you put us in golf carts, we really be like, you like us. They had 2 golf carts to ride us around because that campus is huge. They said, usually we do these as walking tours. I said, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Absolutely amazing.
We didn't get in a single golf cart last year. Mm-mm. Walked everywhere, had on my comfy shoes.
My feet were burning. Their football stadium, insane.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I've ever seen a stadium this.
I imagine Grambling's was dope too, though. Football is big there.
It is. Grambling doesn't play. But this stadium was definitely nicer than Grambling's. Like, this stadium looked like.
How you know you ain't ever been?
We could see it from a distance. We went to Grambling. Yeah. Ashley Ebony. it looked like they just took it out the plastic. That's what.
Still got some stickers on the side.
Yes. Yes. So let me tell y'all why we didn't go to Mississippi, to Jackson, because we were going to Mississippi. Only reason why I would go to Mississippi for 2 people. I would go to see my Sands, Nairobi, and I would go see Shay Shiggity, who's in this chat right now. And I even went to tell her, come up from out of there so I can see you, because I'm not going down in Mississippi. And Erica, who's in here, that said, I just passed her exit. I knew she lived in Louisiana. Louisiana big. I don't know what part.
Louisiana big.
And so she found out from, I think maybe, my Facebook Live, that I was like, okay, we getting ready to leave Grambling. Oh, no, Shreveport. We getting ready to leave Shreveport. To head to Texas. And she was like, you done passed my exit. Girl, I didn't know.
Past 19 exits.
Listen, she was going to have to meet us at Grambling. Girl, you have to walk this tour with us because I got to drive 5 hours. So, Marcus's new top five. Morehouse has not been dethroned.
Nah.
And this is now from here on out. It's not in a particular order. North Carolina A&T. Hampton is still up there. Mm-hmm. Prairie View is in there. And I'm like, baby, what are we going to do?
Take it out.
What are we going to do with it? And he thinks FAMU might be. He was like, yeah, I'm not really sure where FAMU is. I was like, it's in there. And as honorable mention, Clark Atlanta.
Yeah.
Is in there. So those are the schools that he's really liking. He's really feeling.
He mentioned TSU.
Tennessee State?
Yeah.
No, he took that back out. We talked.
Nah, when I talked to him, it was still
there. Oh, he put it back in there?
Yeah.
He don't know what he wanted.
He don't.
So we are definitely, we love the thought of North Carolina A&T because they have a very strong theater department. Out of all the schools that I just mentioned, they have the strongest theater department. And this is what his mother knows. He doesn't realize that. I know that for a fact. So, and luckily he likes the school. But what's also great is that my son just got accepted into this very competitive program at Morehouse.
Yes.
This summer. He'll be there for a week with I don't know how many other boys. So it's going to do one of two things. Either it's going to cement him into going to Morehouse so strongly that it's just like, okay, we're just going to go balls to the wall. Or it will make him go, okay.
What else is there?
Yeah, let me, I think I might want to do a co-ed experience more than this. So he just found out on Easter Sunday that he got accepted into the program, which we are just so excited about. So we'll see. They're saying the Jackson State University has upgraded and has an amazing theater department. I believe it. I just don't see myself sending my child to Mississippi. I'm going to be real honest. But if something were to, listen, I don't see it. But if it do, I might check it out. So, yeah, we're going to see where he go. But he had a good time. I was exhausted. He had a great time. You were missed.
Was I now?
You were. You were. I missed you. I missed my honey bunny.
Missed you too.
But that's our Tanksley Pride story, y'all's nephew. I have decided, let me put it a little differently. Oh, shoot. We got a call today. I have decided that he is going to start doing his homework downstairs.
Yeah.
And doing his SAT prep downstairs. And
does a good job, like, on his own, but that will pull him away from the distractions of his room, which is where he would rather be.
Yeah. Because he's so close to hitting, like, these markers that are going to make his college life a little bit easier that I just don't want to see him mess that up. That's what I'll say. He just needs a little bit more effort. We had a really great conversation about what he wants in life. If self-doubt wasn't so prevalent in his mind and what he's willing to do. And I think, I hope that he's able to like focus on that and help him. Did you have a lot of self-doubt when you were a teen?
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I think with some things, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But other things I was confident in. Let me think. Yeah, honestly, I cannot remember. I know. Yeah, I think it was like, it would wax and wane depending on what it was.
Mm-hmm. 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 I feel like for the most part, I was really confident. There are certain things that I was second guessing myself on. But for the most part, I went after I went after things believing I was qualified for them.
Yeah.
There would be certain things that I'd be like, oh, God, girl, I don't know about you being able to pull this off.
Yeah. It is what I will say. I don't recall stretching myself very far either. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I can say. Once I got into my career, I was extremely confident.
Yeah.
And even all the resistance and all the hate I would receive from the rednecks, that even
further pushed
me to be even more confident. But yeah. Yeah, as a teen, I think it was waxing wane, but it wasn't like a strong stretch.
Yeah, I look at my child and I wonder where this questioning, like, he'll tell you with most answers, he'll give you a think, like, I think, or
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. Not a lot of definitive yes. No, yeah.
I've been trying to remove that from his vocabulary. Like, stop saying I think. When you say I think or I'm pretty sure, that just means I don't know.
Yeah. But only polarizing things, I could get him to give me a definite yes or no. Like I've been saying, Natalia, all of her friends are like seniors at the school, so they're all about to graduate. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh my God, I'm not going to have any friends at the school.
That was me as a freshman going into my sophomore year. I was like, because they all knew my sister, and so I already knew a lot of all the seniors. So they graduated. I was like, I don't know anybody.
Well, I told Marcus, I said, you should let Natalia into your friend group. She can hang out with you and the other weirdos. And he was like, that's not going to go well. Yeah. I said, let her over there. Let her be with the Asians and the
Coalition.
Spicy whites. I was like, y'all don't have no black girl in the group. Y'all got three Asians, a spicy white girl, and a regular white. I said, add the black.
Let's storm up in there.
And he kept laughing. He said, Mom, it's not going to work. I said, yeah, Natalia is funny. They like to laugh. And
she would completely avoid them people at all costs.
When I tell you, they laughed. But I said, I said, Nat needs new friends, Marcus. Let her into your friend group. He was like, no. No, 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 no. So that's the only time I saw, the only time during the entire trip that he gave me definitive no, yeah, or yes. So yeah, just working on him in this self-doubt. But that's one reason why I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to go to Morehouse, because we need somebody to grab a hold of you and just, yeah, really yell into your existence that you are all that and then some.
Yeah. Like, he really is.
Yeah, so I really hope that he enjoys his program. And when we come back from whatever trip we're on, that he just has so many amazing discoveries. I was like, baby, I said, just think, this is what I said to him this morning. I said, just think, you're about to go off to a program where you only kind of know one person, because one of my sorority sisters, one of my sans, her son got accepted into the same program. They haven't seen each other since they were like 8 years old.
Yeah, they don't know each other. So
They know of each other. Yeah. They know each other exists, but they haven't talked to each other. So that's the only person that he'll kind of like be aware of. Everybody else is a new person. I said, imagine the fact that you are going into a program knowing no one. But when you leave, you will have so many new friends.
He's been there multiple times throughout his life, but
he loves that thought. He loves, yeah, the thought. He loves the thought of making new friends. He doesn't always love the first part of the scenario, which is not knowing anybody.
Yeah.
So that made him. He was just like, I said, so if you go to Morehouse as a freshman, the fact that you'll know the campus now, like the back, mm-hmm, of your hand. And you'll probably know a nice amount of the freshman class coming in. I said, look at how comfortable you'll be. So I'm going to see if NCAT has a program like that this summer as well, because I'll send his ass off to that too. So, yeah. Is this exciting for you?
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm glad you do. I love it too. You see how you did most of the talking and I didn't cut you off or intervene and say you've been talking too much? That's what you did to me last week.
Marcus, I did let you.
Yeah, you were just like.
No. I'm talking about in this.
No, I just chimed in every now and then. You did like 90% of the talking. I'm just putting that out there. Like, see what you done did.
It wasn't 90.
85.
Marcus, do you not recall how long your story was about the twins?
But you did the Tanksley Pride for the most part. I talked about the swimming and that's it. And then you chimed in. It's all good.
And that's it.
It's all good. I'm just saying, you see how I didn't.
I just let you do you. Know that I let you talk a lot about that whole week in detail. I took up more time, but I didn't.
Dave Chappelle got a new target, y'all. I don't know what he's going to do with that. What he's going to do with that material. I don't know if he's just working out material. He's about to do another stand up. But that show. They said, where's the line of offensive? We gonna sprint across, all of us. It was like the audience, like everything that all of it was four comedians. It was the DJ, who was also a comedian, who was really funny. He's the one that hyped up the crowd before everybody went on. Donnell Rawlings, he's the one, I'm rich, bitch, that dude, Donnell Rawlings. Chris Spencer, who pretty much helps write and produce pretty much any black stand-up you've seen, and then Dave Chappelle went up last. They were all like, if you don't go, ooh, first, then it ain't a good joke.
Jesus.
But he's got a Dave the TED Talk. This wasn't a TED Talk stand-up. This was like, oh, I'm up here telling these jokes.
Okay.
And He was like, I have a new target and they gonna feel this heat. All very factual stuff, but also funny and offensive.
Jeez Louise. Jeez Louise.
I was like, wow. This was the show that when I told y'all Marquita sent me this flyer about this stand up. It's a brand new comedy club, which when I was at the.
Where is it at?
It's, you know, on Ventura Boulevard, like right.
It's in the valley?
Yes. It's like, you know how you're going down Ventura and you like pass Coldwater and all that, and you see like that random like body shop. It's like goes around that sharp bend, like that body shop that's always got Porsches and Lamborghinis in it. There's a car wash. It's literally right across the street from that.
Oh, wow.
It's a brand new comedy club. They had just opened that night. It only been like, even the fire book wasn't fully functioning. So that was the first thing that they had, probably just trying to draw attention to it. But what's crazy about this event, so Marquita told Brescia about it, and Brescia got tickets that night to it. There was not even 100 people in there.
Brescia went to?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all did. Y'all just.
I told you. No. I told you. She had on shoulder pads.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about her her comedy special.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you didn't tell me it was for Dave Chappelle.
No, it was, this was Dave Chappelle. Yeah, so it was only like 100 people in there and probably only 10 black people, including us.
Wow.
And Taye Diggs was in there. The one dude from, Marquita knows his name. He was in not Best Man Holiday. The Wood. What's that dude's name? He was one of the same movie that Taye Diggs is in, he was in too.
It's probably The Wood.
Yeah, The Wood.
The Wood.
Anyway, they had to tell him to stop.
Oh, no. Yeah, he was in Best Man.
Best Man, yeah. Best Man, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking Best Man Holiday. I said, nope.
He was in that one too.
He was.
He was in all the Best Man.
Yeah, you're right. He was. He was old girls. Yeah. But it was like hardly no black people in there at all. And I'm like, oh, this is how you can sell out a club like this so loud, because you don't advertise it. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking maybe the owner probably just put word out. Mm-hmm. And if you own something like that on Ventura Boulevard, you probably white.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy to be. I was literally second row, like, I was as close to him as y'all are to me with this camera right now. Like, it was like right there. But they bagged up our phones. They had made you put your phone in turn your phone off, put it in the bag. But it was, dang, yeah, even Chris crossed that line. God dang. They was all like, The only thing y'all can take from this is your word. You can't record me. It's like
they push the envelope.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. What you gonna do for your one woman show?
I have to pee.
You gotta pee?
It real bad.
You want me open for you?
You're like, let me get out here and do a couple of minutes.
I already did 10-15.
You're like, women, every, right?
I'm in 10 different cities.
That's what I was telling Patrick Cloud yesterday. He said, your husband does stand up now. I was like, no.
No.
He does not. He said, but he said he just did say, I said, yeah, he was on stage for our show. I said, it was damn near like a 15-minute set. I said, but it was a rant. It was
Patrick,
like,
oh, I'm like, my mind went all the way back to apartment. Kira's husband, Patrick.
Jesus.
Then I started going working my way from that. I was like, Patrick Cloud, Patrick.
No, because I was
Patrick
giving him
Cloud.
Advice. He's thinking about him and Tahir have done 2 live shows. And he was asking about how we do ours, and I was just giving birth. He said, you know, I might really for real call you to get your advice on. I said, I'll tell you everything we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I have held in my urine as long as I can.
Angel.
No, I know you're about to do something stupid. Leave me stay alone.
With us.
Please, do you have some?
No, all the shit you was doing. Have I had what?
I kissed your hand.
Back up. Have I had what?
Do you have more queen? They can't hear me.
Do
you have more queen shit?
Of course.
So that's where y'all can order y'all some. Where can they order some queen shit from?
Y'all can order some queen shit at manshit.com. You can go to manshyt.com. You can get some man shit. That's beard and body butter. You can get you some queen shit. That's a body butter.
You can go to Mama Likes to get you some fun stuff. I'm about to add some more stuff to the website. So be on the lookout. Again, Patreon. Check out the Patreon for a notification so we can tell you where you get your tickets from. We can't wait to see you. Check out Shopify, shopify.com/argue. I love you.
Love you too. All right, fam. Y'all have a good one.
Bye.